Japan's capital city is on high alert after a second fire in reactor number 4 caused more damage to the already stricken Fukushima nuclear plant. Tokyo residents emptied shops of emergency staples, including rice, bread, batteries, and water. Across Tokyo, the power company is switching off non-essential electricity. Businesses and residents are being told to only use the minimum as the country struggles to cope. Japan is experiencing blackouts not seen since World War II. In a further blow to Japan's already stricken state, now buckling under the weight of a triple disaster, earthquake, tsunami, and the threat of a nuclear catastrophe, they now have a new challenge, saving the badly hit economy. In a joint press conference of the Citizens Nuclear Information Center and concerned local scientists, there were warnings of worse to come.
I think we were simply close to be very ignorant, and we were unable to look at the design assumptions critically. We never analyzed the outcome of the conditions where appropriate.
This may have come too late for capital bracing itself and expecting the worst, or for an economy that's facing hundreds of billions in damages. In an unprecedented move, Japan's emperor appeared on national television in an attempt to calm the spreading panic. All the foreigners and Japanese who can are leaving Tokyo. Foreign governments are urging their citizens to evacuate the capital. Now, from the prime minister down, no one seems to know what will happen next. But the real fear here is, because of Tokyo's large population, the city could be facing a nuclear catastrophe that would overshadow Chernobyl. Amina Taylor, Press TV, Tokyo.